For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Jesus, oh, oh yeah, everybody, oh my Jesus, oh. Searching for a miracle, I found a one. Hey, love is nobody like you. Oh, 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 oh. In too many places. Searching for a better life, yeah, yeah, yeah. I found a one. And you say, nobody like you, nobody like you.
Praise God. God is faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Quickly, we'll look at the word. Let's take our seat. Praise God. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 3, the Bible says, if the cloud be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. Hallelujah. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. But the Bible says, at the sound of water, the tree shall sprout off. I believe in this month of encounter, as today we are rounding up, discussing this encounter for the whole of the year 2020. Hallelujah. I believe that the Lord has something good for us in Jesus' name. Now we'll be looking at finally being compatible for encounters. Hallelujah. We look at being compatible, things that make you compatible for encounters. We'll say number one is the more you fast, the more you pray. That was last week Wednesday. You have more encounters. Number two, we look at was on Wednesday, the word of God, right? And then finally, as we are concluding, we'll be looking at what makes you compatible for encounter part three is praise and worship. Hallelujah. And already the atmosphere is tiered for us to worship and to praise God. Hallelujah. So briefly, I'll come up with the word of God, and then we'll have more time to worship and to praise God properly. And we'll make ourselves more compatible for encounters in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, to worship is to reverence God for whom He is. Psalms 27 verse 2. And then Psalms 22 verse 7. Hallelujah. To worship God means to reverence Him for who He is. Hallelujah. And then to praise means to make confessions about His act. To worship means to reverence God for who He is. And then to praise means to make confessions about His act. Hallelujah. 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 So, if I sing, you have done what no man has done, faithful God. Let me sing it this way. Y'all don't want to, if I sing it fast, does it make it a worship or a praise song? Is it a favorable song? So it doesn't make it right. So the speed of the song doesn't really define whether it's a worship or a praise song, right? It's the content or the wordings of the song. Hallelujah. So anytime you are singing and your words are words of reverence, whether you are singing on a high pitch or on a fast music or on a slow tempo, right? Or a slow tempo, it doesn't change the meaning. But anytime you're talking about reverencing and exalting Him, but when you're talking about His act in your life, whether it is fast or slow, you're praising Him and exalting Him. Now I want to give you six examples of people that praise and worship. And they activated themselves for encounter. After they praise and worship, they had strange encounters. Hallelujah.
I know many of us have been exposed to a lifestyle of praise, and many of us are music ministers, and then we have life experience of what praise and worship will do. And I believe that as a church, as we worship and praise God today, we'll expose our life for multiple encounters in the name of Jesus Christ. That before the year 2020 end, or before this year come to a close, that we'll have a definite encounter apart from the ones or added to the ones that we have had in the name of Jesus. The first example I want to give is Jehoshaphat and Israel in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 20 to 23. This is a popular scripture when you come to praise and worship. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 20, the Bible says, when Jehoshaphat saw the army that was before him, when he saw the mountain, hallelujah, this afternoon I was regurgitating on things that are right ahead of me and right before me. When you look at the mountains, hallelujah, I was listening to Bishop Oyedepo this afternoon when he said there is no life that is battle free. Hallelujah. There's no life that's what? Battle free. All of us will have challenges. There are things that when I say, if I give you Bible now and say, write your prayer point, only five prayer points, you'll be saying, please let me add five more. Is that not true? All of us have real life expectations and real life challenges. But the Bible says, when he prays, this is a more scripture that most everybody that understands praise have to look at. Because at the instant of their praise, the Bible says God fought their battle. And I believe today as we worship and praise God, it will activate us for encounters in our spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. The second example I want to give us is the example of Elisha. In 2 Kings 3 verse 15, Elisha was in a situation where he needed to hear the voice of God urgently. Hallelujah. Urgently, it was an emergency. And then he says in 2 Kings 3 verse 15, he said, get me, but now bring me a minstrel. That is somebody that sings, somebody that ministers with sound. Hallelujah. And it came to pass when the minstrel be played, Bible says the hand of the Lord came upon him, and the rest is history. Hallelujah. We believe that today as the instrumenters play, as we worship God, I believe that the hand of God will come upon us. Once in a while we'll prophesy and then they will happen. Do we believe it? As the hand of God come upon us, as we worship God after this word of God, I believe the hand of God will come upon every one of us. And we'll begin to speak into our future. Speak into our lives. Speak into our family. Speak into real life situations that we have. Speak into prayer requests. And as it happened for Elisha, it will happen for us. Every word he spoke came to pass. The second example is the example of David and Saul. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 23. 1 Samuel 16, 23. Saul was possessed by a demon because the presence of God has left him. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and it came to pass when the evil spirit from God, actually not from God, but because of the way it was written, because the absence of God means the presence of the devil, is that correct? That David took an harp, hallelujah, and played with his hand. And Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. Most of the cases in our lives are spiritual. If not all, hallelujah, not all anyway, most of them are spiritual. And when something is spiritual, it means there is a spirit behind it. Are we together? Most of the cases in our family, most of them are spiritual in the lives of people. You cannot explain it, but say this is spiritual. When you look at all the physical equation or factors of the equation, all of them are balanced. But then it's not connecting. You can only explain it by a spiritual reason. Are we together? But the Bible says, as David played on the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the spirit left Saul. I believe everything in our life, in the life of our loved ones, in the life of our families, in the life of every partner and every member of the church, as we praise tonight on their behalf, the deliverance did not happen on David, it happened on Saul. Is that not true? That means it can happen in our life, it can happen to the life of everyone related to us in the name of Jesus Christ. Secondly, or fourthly, is the example of Paul and Silas, Acts 16:25. Acts 16:25. Paul and Silas were in a quagmire. They were arrested and already licensed for death. Praise the Lord. But the Bible says, Paul, and at midnight, hallelujah. Now we must understand that when it was midnight, when it's midnight in Africa, 12 in Africa is like 5 p.m. in Europe or something like that. Is that true? It's 12, right? Something like that. I was seeing the calendar this afternoon. Like 12 midnight is like 5 p.m. somewhere. Another place is 3 a.m. Another place is 7 p.m. See, because of that, time doesn't really affect in the realm of the spirit. So when they say it's Gamina, it can be us. For us, yeah, it's 5 p.m. Hallelujah. It doesn't make any difference. Bible says, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. At midnight, Jotham and Silas, I am praising this evening. Jotham and who? Jotham and David, Jotham and Lydia, Jotham and, all of us are pious, all of us are praising God. And the Bible says they had him. People around are hearing us. Everybody's passing out. What are these people doing here? Everybody, when you walk around, you see people just looking, what are these people doing here? As they are hearing us, the Bible says, then they had their encounter. I believe it will happen for us. The fifth example is the example of the dedication of the temple. Second Chronicles chapter 7 from verse 6 to 7. And then 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 11. The Bible says, when it was time, the Bible said they sang with harps and instruments that David made. And after that, the Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 5 verse 14, said that the glory of the whole temple was filled with the glory of God. Hallelujah. And they could not minister. I believe the glory of God will overshadow us this evening. In the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, is the example of Miriam and her songs in Exodus chapter 15 verse 20. The Bible says when they had the deliverance number one, the first miracle, the parting of the Red Sea, she picked the 10 barrels with her ladies and they began to pray and they began to worship. Again and again, Exodus 15 verse 1 and then Revelation 15 verse 3. Bible speak about the songs of Moses. After multiple encounters, they begin to sing. How many of you discover that when you receive an alert, a song comes to your mind? Has it ever happened to you before? When something good happens to you, a song comes to your mind. Is that right? Because when you wake up happy in the morning and you are filled with the Holy Ghost, most times a sign is that your song is in your mouth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bible says, as they sang, that is the end of the story. All of them activated for encounter. Now, what does praise and worship does to us? How does it make you compatible for encounter? What happened to you when you praise and worship? The first thing is that praise and worship exalt God above our circumstances. Is that true? James 5:13. Praise and worship exalt God above our circumstances. When you praise God, when you are hungry, and you say, Lord, I choose to worship. When you are broke, and you say, Lord, I choose to praise you. When you are sick, and you lead the songs of praise, you are exalting God above your circumstances. And when God is exalted, he will pull you out of that circumstance. Is that true? When two of you are in a hall, you cannot help yourself. One has to go out and then help the other person out. Is that right? When God is exalted, he will pull you out. The Bible says, is any one of you afflicted, let him pray. And then when you are exalted, let you sing psalms. Hallelujah. You know, Bible speaking of Acts chapter 16 verse 25 that we looked at, Paul and Silas, they were in prison. If it is me and you, today we'll be saying, God, where are you? All the scriptures you have been telling me, where are you? All the prophecy that spoken to my mother, where are you? All the prophecy that Apostle Joseph Baba Adam prophesied, all the oil he poured on my head till my clothes were stained. Where are they? Hallelujah. Where are you? All my sacrifices, all my givings. Lord, where were you? Where were you? All the things I've done. No, the Bible says they were in prisons for preaching. And they decided to pray and sing. And God was exalted, and all of us know that the rest is history. Wisdom is coming in our way not to complain in the midst of circumstance and quagmires in the name of Jesus. When the devil is at his worst, we'll choose to praise God. I will still praise him in the middle of the night. Hallelujah. God will give me a better vocal in Jesus' name. Say amen for me. Amen. Hallelujah. So the song will just come to your mind, but you cannot switch. Hallelujah. We are getting there in Jesus' name. So the pollinator said, when he was in campus, one time he was singing, somebody came and laughed at him and said, you stop singing, you're not called the music. He said, several times people laugh at him. But this year, oh no, last year he won the best artist of the year, Nations Award. I remember where? Yes, he won it. It's not by voice. It's not by voice. But it's by voice anyway. Hallelujah. But his voice has been sharpened and he became better. Is that not true? Hallelujah. So praise and worship exalt God. Number two. Now, what does it do? When you exalt God, you become more compatible for heavenly encounters. Hallelujah. Praise and worship lift up our spirit for faith in the impossible. When you pray and worship, you lift up your spirit and you begin to believe for the impossible. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 15. When you praise and worship, you lift up your spirit, man, and you begin to develop faith for the impossible. Hallelujah. That is what we call faith for the impossible. What is it then? I will pray with my spirit. and I will pray with understanding. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Hallelujah. You know, one of us was telling me that he knows I was okay. One of them was I was that was out for ministration, and I was saying Mr. Pius will minister for 10 minutes. Hey, that one before he start chanting now, 15 minutes has gone, so I should increase the time. That's what we call singing in the spirit. Are we together? That's what we call singing in the spirit. It is foolish not to people, but the more you understand, when you begin to do those kind of things, you are singing in the spirit. It will lift up your faith, and you will build up faith for the impossible. That's what we call faith for the impossible. Hallelujah. Number three, praise and worship quickens your spirit man for spectacular encounters. Praise and worship does what? Quickens your spirit man for spectacular. Don't forget, I said there are spectacular encounters. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18. I want spectacular encounters. Do you want it? Me, I want it though. And as much as I believe in the word of God, once in a while we need spectacular encounters to tell you that God is with us. Is that not true? Sometimes something just like, you just need something to happen one time in a while to remember that God is with you. Have you ever been discouraged and then something just happened and then you're encouraged? I know that God is with me. That happened to all of us, right? Yeah, you are discouraged. There's something, God just do something to sustain, to remind you that I am with you. Nothing will change immediately, but you are just reminded that God is still with me. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18, the Bible says, don't be drunk with wine, wherein in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. 19 to 20. Yes. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and what? Spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Hallelujah. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. So when you praise and worship, you make yourself available for spectacular encounters. I believe in spectacular encounters, and I believe they will happen to me before the end of the year. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number four. Don't forget, I'm looking at what praise does to us. How it makes us compatible for supernatural encounters. Number one, I said, is faith, praise and worship exalt God. And once God is exalted, He will take you to an exalted platform. That is where we call the supernatural. Is that correct? Because the supernatural is the natural atmosphere of God. So when God brings you to His realm, that is what we call the supernatural. But to God, that is where I live. Is that not true? This is where I live. There is somebody that lived in a mansion all his life from childbirth. I was reading the documentary of the child of Rupert Angel. They bought him a house of over how many million dollars at his 16 year birthday. Hallelujah. You'll not be broke. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Praise God. If we share the wealth, I said it on Wednesday. After service, I didn't calculate the other service when I went to calculate. 171 divided by 7 or 8 million people. Everybody will have to, he's worth $171 billion. Share him by two. Let's say we are 8 million people in the world. Share only his money to the world people. Everybody will have $22 million. Yeah. Only local body has not covered it. One person alone. Not the devil will Bill Gates. Don't talk about the rest. We have not even mentioned Africa. Don't have money. Africa, we are not mentioning them. That means there is enough money for all of us to be billionaires in this world. Hallelujah. I believe I will not be broke in Jesus' name. I cannot be broke. As I worship, God is activating my future, changing things in Jesus' name. Amen. One day I will wake up and look at my life and I will not believe it's me. I will look at myself in the mirror and see the freshness of myself. I will say, this is me. Then the Holy Spirit will tell me, it is you. Because God has deleted your life history. When they tell people your story, they will not believe. You yourself, you will not believe. Hallelujah. If I tell you people I used to farm, some people, I tell them I used to go to farm before, they don't used to believe. Now that God has even punished my life, you don't believe. Why even God has punished me? Is that not true? Hallelujah. So praise and worship. As you praise God, you get ready for a spectacular encounter. Number four, I say praise and worship express who you are and where your trust is. Psalms 89 verse 1. When you praise God, you exalt Him, it shows where your faith and confidence is on. Hallelujah. Psalms 89 verse 1, the Bible says, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. There are many people that don't acknowledge God in their lives. Hallelujah. I am tall, dark, and handsome, so why won't I marry? Yeah? Is that not true? I'm tall, I'm spitting fire. Why won't ladies like me? That is foolishness. Is that not true? You should be able to look at your life and know that many people have your quality times 57. And they don't have what you have. So you should be able to praise God. Is that not true? Yes. I was listening to a story yesterday. A man of God was lamenting about when he started becoming afraid of President Obama. Do you know what it means for an African to become a president? A black man to become a president in America? You know, it can only be a miracle. Come on, is that not true? No, think about it. Even the wife, Michelle, said that there is nothing in her background to make her the first lady. And there is nothing from a Kenyan background to make him the president of America. But when you read his welcoming acceptance speech, he appreciated his daughter, his campaign manager, his party, and didn't mention God. Read it. Go. All of you have Android phone. Go and Google Obama's acceptance speech and listen to it. Didn't mention God once. No wonder he's gay. No wonder he's supporting. No wonder. He never acknowledged God once. Hallelujah. Think if it was a Muslim that became that kind of president. The first thing he collected the mic is Allah. Yes. Is that not true? There is a president in one country that started with N. When he was the first president, first tenor, he was welcoming the name of the state. Okay. He was being mentioned. He was being welcomed in Aso Rock. Hallelujah. The country started with N. Hallelujah. I read on Sponge that day of his welcoming, you and all the ambassadors were there. When it was 12:01, their prayer time, he walked out. I'm telling you, yes. And didn't return back to continue the meeting. Yes. That is the way they are. They tie everything to God. They acknowledge. So when you pray, when you lift up your hands like this and say, Father, I thank you. You gave me what I have. You are activating yourself for more. Because you know that one thing about God is that, this girl has a way of thanking me for things I do for her. I'm using an example now. If I buy her, if this tab was her own, it would have been better than it is in my hand. You can buy her something now, and in 7 years' time, it will still be leaking. You should keep the leather you bought it with. Because of that, I want to buy more for her. Because I know she will maintain. Is that correct? Now, that is where God is. When God discovered that I do something for you, you lie down and thank him. He will do more for you so that you lie down again. Do you understand what I'm talking about at all? God gave you a brown shoe that is second hand, and you celebrated and posted on WhatsApp, God has blessed me. He will do more so that you'll be able to celebrate him the more. Are we together? When you praise and worship God, you are telling him, Lord, you are responsible for where I am. You are responsible for everything that I have. Praise God. And you are telling my trust is in you. If you don't help me, nobody will help me. Number 5 is worship and praise enthrones God above your current circumstance. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 1 was the story of Hannah. 1 Samuel 2 verse 1 and then Psalm 21 verse 13. It enthrones God. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. How many of our hearts are circumstances that need God? I need God, hallelujah. I need God currently in my life. I need really, really, really need God. But as we praise God, we enthrone him above them. In the name of Jesus Christ. The more you grow, your prayer power will not reduce, so that it will change. Oh, be aware. You may not be praying for yourself, but God will connect people that have plenty of problems to you. Is that not true? No matter how wealthy you are, if you're in Nigeria, you have problem. You know it. Because as you are traveling, but the traffic on the road will put you as one of us. Is that not true? The circumstance in the government or the situation, network problem and all, will let you know you're one of us. No matter how wealthy you are. Hallelujah. So you exalt God above your current circumstance. And I know as we exalt him today, we'll see results in the name of Jesus God. Praise and worship set one eyes on God's omnipotency. Matthew 19:21, Luke 1:37, and then Hebrews 6:18. The Bible says, with God there is nothing that is what? Impossible. Is that true? Is that true? Worship and praise set your eyes on God's omnipotency. See, guys, let me tell you something. If God decide to put me's name on the globe today, there is a way he can do it. Do you know? I entered the car last Friday, on last Saturday, traveling to Abuja, and I was with the driver. He was telling me that God has saved him from multiple accidents. That one of them that happened was, he was out of the car and then a war truck cleared him. Nothing happened to him. You are complaining, right? Yes. Nothing happened to him. He was lamenting. The man wanted to compensate. No, the company will compensate you. When the company compensated him, he was over 60 million. He said that was when he started changing car. He said that car was 650. And that was his only asset that time. So come on, that was a blessing in disguise. How many years will it take him to raise 60 million by his status? Sarah, if God wants to lift you today, he can do it. I believe that is why sometimes in my faith, sometimes it should be, I don't used to surprise as my faith, because if God today wants to lift me, there is one message online that we have preached for long, he can make one person to listen to it. That's all. Oh, you know, that's all. My story has changed. My level, when you dial my number, you see, it's no longer +234. Do you know what I, do you understand what I said? +234 is a logo for Nigeria. Is that not true? It will be +977 UK. Yes. By one encounter, I believe that God can, there's nothing God cannot do. On our circumstance, God can solve it. So when you praise God, you are putting him, you are exalting him. See, it is one thing for this place. You see, how many of you have seen overflow of Koinonia? How many of you have seen their overflow pictures? So called overflow. Is it overflow as if it's market? It takes God nothing to give us that kind of overflow here. They'll blow the whole. What is happening here? God now will send inspector. If God can do it, I'm telling you, he can do it. So when we worship God, we are putting our eyes on his omnipotency. Pathway to effective praise and worship. Acknowledge that it is a sacred and a spiritual service. Praise and worship is what? A sacred and a spiritual service. Nehemiah chapter 13 verse 10. Many people want to come when it's time for the word of God. They praise and worship is for the boys. Is that not true for the spiritual people? You are not one of them. And you will never be one of them. And may you never backslide to be one of them. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Bible says, when I saw this scripture one time, my life changed. Bible says, and I perceived that the portions of the Levites, that is the pastors, priests, had not been given to them. For the Levites and the singers that did the work were fled, everyone to his field. When you read the book of Nehemiah, I think you understand that three people were being paid in church. Pastors, gatekeepers, and musicians. Nehemiah 12:13-14. Read it. These three people are officially paid. Like they are under salary. That is why I believe that every musician should be paid. That's where my mind is. I believe that they should be paid. If you can, hallelujah. And you should be able to. Praise God. Praise God. So it is a spiritual exercise that they are being paid as the pastors are being paid. 2 Samuel 6:5. And there's 1 Chronicles 15:15. It is a very, very spiritual exercise. Hallelujah. So it is sacred. It is not for babies. The real spiritual people worship. Is that not true? But are you more spiritual than a cherubim? Are you more spiritual than a seraphim? We are not all spiritual as them. But the Bible says in heaven, every time they cast their crown to worship God. When you go to heaven, everybody is a musician. There's no pastor in heaven, nobody holding microphone. All of us are singing. Is that not true? Read Revelation. Everybody is a singer there. Yes. People have been, they say, when you touch the river, you will hear sound. When you touch the tree, it's music. If you don't like music, you don't like coming to church during praise and worship, don't go to heaven. Because you are sentenced to praise and worship. So it's a very, very spiritual exercise. Hallelujah. Number two, pathway to effective praise and worship is have a revelation of the words and the understanding of what being used. Understand what you are saying. Have a revelation of it. You know, Proverbs 18 verse 21 and then Matthew 12, 37 says, by thy words you are justified. Proverbs 18, 21 says, life and death is in the power, is what? Death and life are in the power of death. You know, when you meet real Yoruba worshippers, they love worshipping in Yoruba tongue better than English because they believe that there are things you cannot translate to English. But when you say them Yoruba, it is heavier. Is that not true? That means you understand what they're saying. Tell you what, native doctor, you don't worship native doctor in English. You must learn the dialect of the native doctor. Have you ever seen native doctor that is being consulted in English? All of them, because there are things that when you say them in certain languages, the weight of it is different from when you translate it. So you must understand that when you say, Lord, I lift your name up, that when somebody can say one word and one word for 3 hours because you understand that word. But you have seen 37 songs already. But somebody can stay on one song. Don't say I say singing 37 songs is wrong. I didn't say that. Because most of the people are hearing you. You know, not only you are hearing me, people hear this message. People are hearing that they will not take what I say. I have to say the reverse. And not say when you pray and you still play this song, you are doing a wrong thing. Are we together? Those of you hearing me online, are you together? Amen. Hallelujah. People are funny, I'm telling you. Because when you pray, they will not hear what you said. But they will not take what you said as face value. They will interpret it and say, this is what this person is saying. And this is what you are saying. Hallelujah. So when you have a revelation of what you are saying, it makes your praise and worship deeper. Is that not true? It makes your praise and worship deeper. That is why songs that you get in certain moments of your life, you remember them for life. There are songs when people begin to play, you remember these songs that remind you of something. Is that not true? Sometimes we attach songs to experiences in our life. And then when anytime you hear that melodic bam, you remind you of a particular. So that word is heavier. You know, there's a song that used to make me cry anytime. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. You know that song? He sees, it is the fall. I cannot forget that day when I went to check my jam admission. Enter my jam number. Sorry, FUT minister, you have not been offered admission to this course. As I left the computer center, there was a rail close to my house. I was tracking that rail. Head boy, he didn't get admission. People are celebrating. Head boy, get admission. Head boy, didn't get admission. I was just crying. God help me. That song came to my spirit. And I sat down and I cried properly. Alone in that rail, around in the evening toward the night, I cried. I was singing this song again and again and again and again and again. Anytime I hear that song, I remember admission. Hallelujah. The next time I went to check, I saw my name. Congratulations, you have been offered chemical engineering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you understand the wording of a song, it makes it heavier. Number three, when you are praying and worshiping, learn to flow with the leading of the Spirit in singing. Sometimes, you know, the Holy Spirit likes genre of music also. Holy Spirit like variety. So are you aware? Sometimes you like to hear reggae. Sometimes you want to hear praise. Sometimes you want to hear R&B. Sometimes you want to hear hip-hop. Is it true? Hey. If not, how can you explain that hip-hop gospel artists are also anointed? Who anointed them? How can you explain that reggae rappers are also anointed? Lacrae, is he anointed? We don't even need to believe he's over-anointed himself. If not, how can we know in Africa? You have to be anointed if you know in Africa from America. Is that not true? The fact that we know him, it means he's anointed. What's the name of his song? This kind of song, Jesus is for everybody. You don't know all those rappers? I know plenty of them. Mali Music, yeah, frankly. Is Mali Music anointed? He are over-anointed. Hallelujah. See, that means all of them are being anointed by the Holy Spirit so that he will like the varieties. So once you hold the mic and the Holy Spirit is leading you in reggae, don't say no, today I want to gyrate. Do you understand? When you want to worship, learn to follow the leading with the Holy Spirit. People will connect because if the Holy Spirit led you that way, he will make the people to follow in that way. You see, most of them used to forget sometimes when I read to you. You know, Nisabai said one time he go to worship. And then when the Holy Spirit said, worship, worship. But when you look at the atmosphere, everybody is high already. He want to lead praise. Do you remember his testimony? After he led praise, and then when he came that he know he was wrong.
See, that kind of thing, if God has not shown you mercy, it will take you 2 steps backward. So that means I'm not trained, you are not trained very well. Because by now, by my level of training with you, I expect you that when I give you instruction, you follow. Do you understand me?
Okay. In case you understand, you don't understand, let me say it again.
When God trains you, He expects that you are past. So there are certain things that when I do now, my level of punishment will be different from David Jr. We may do the same error, but our punishment level may not be the same because God has expected me that He has trained me not to do that kind of error. Do you understand me? So, flow with the leading of the Spirit in case God is saying, play fast, play fast. Because if you refuse, by the way I'm looking at my atmosphere, if God is leading you to sing Igbo songs, and the atmosphere that one time I went to preach somewhere, and then, you know, sometimes songs can spring up from your spirit. I know it has happened to all of us. And then the atmosphere was a house atmosphere, and it was an Igbo song. I know the instrumentalist doesn't even know the song. And then ministry at it says that you have to carry the people along. I say, damn the people. If I carry them along now, after bringing the anointing, leave me alone. How will I preach? That's what I said. If I carry them along, I will sing. After singing the house song, then we are back and they sat down. And now it's time to preach the word of God, and the anointing has left me. So maybe it's God that sent me to preach. Let me cook my sing the word. I sang a worship Igbo song, and surprisingly, the instrumental is connected. Play correctly. The people were still eating their mouth anyway, but they knew the song was anointed. And because I was late doesn't mean automatically they will know the songs. Is that not true? And the atmosphere was, and from there, the grace of God was available. Hallelujah. Because it's God that sent you to minister. If you have ever ministered under direct anointing, you will know the difference. You will not want that kind of experience in your life. You will be quoting Revelation as John 3:16. I'm telling you. You will never hear it. You will know that the people are not being blessed, and there's nothing that frustrates a minister like that. You will know that the people are not being blessed. Hallelujah. So flow with the leading of the Spirit. Number four is, don't forget that I'm looking at pathway to effective praise and worship. Number one, I said what? Acknowledge that praise and worship is sacred and spiritual. Number four, have a revelation of the word and understanding of the word you are being used. Number three, I said what? Flow with the leading of the Spirit in singing. Number four, praise and worship as a lifestyle, not as a bailout plan. Colossians chapter 3 verse 16. Amen. One time called to him, God cannot be fooled. Hallelujah. Bible says, let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spirituals, singing them with grace in your heart. Just imagine you are a chronic disobedient person. And then hearing the word of God, like praise changes things. I know many times people that go to church and they hear that praise changes and say, now we are about to praise. And then you pull up your shoe, fold your trousers and say, today we'll scatter. And then other praise and nothing happened in your life. Why? Because God cannot be deceived. If praise is not your lifestyle, you may not see results. Because why are you telling God, I'm trying to bribe you small? You understand? Do you understand me? I tell you, I'm trying, but it must be your lifestyle. Hallelujah. If your voice is like a frog voice, like they say one artist in Nigeria, his voice is like a frog voice. How many of you know the artist? You don't know the artist? You know the artist? Okay, thank God you know the artist. How do you know? Because the best is not the gospel artist. Hallelujah. She has a frog voice. He tweeted recently and then somebody said, you have a frog voice. Then somebody commented under the comment, you that have angelic voice, where are you? We don't even know he exists. Hallelujah. Let praise and worship be your lifestyle. Alone in the room. I used to listen to Apostle Salman. He said, close your room, pull up your trousers. Dance crazy. Hallelujah. Bishop Oedipo said that sometimes you will be dancing. I mean, if you see Bishop Oedipo dancing, he don't be lifting his leg like this. Just cut the body, it doesn't matter. Is that not true? Make it at home. If you learn how to do it privately, we can do it publicly. I could not dance last year. I started learning by this song, Sinatra. When I know that he has done too much. Oh, Jesus, you know that song? No, dance. Have you watched it? I know, watch it. Watch it. They did one terrible dance in that song. I started learning the dance. I will put it in my front like this in the mirror. I'm telling you, I started learning. I learned it. Hallelujah. So learn to worship. If your voice is bad, you can rehearse at home. Is that true? Rehearse alone. A man of God is celebrating his 60th birthday, Pastor Chris Delvan. 60th birthday. Almost the whole gospel of this in Nigeria are there. Prosper, Chimamanda, Daniel Bassi, Kingsley, Ike, Panam, Pastor Paul, all of them. I saw the billboard today. Have you listened to his voice? Have you listened to the voice of Chris Delvan? Is it good? Eh? He's not there. You're the one that said it, hallelujah. Yeah, but that's the fact. That's the point I'm trying to point. His voice is not vocally exceptional. It's not flawless, like you can sing and like somebody can sing and you almost want to lick his voice. No. That's not the way his voice is. But there is the hand of God upon it. Praise the Lord. Yes. Make it a lifestyle and then you will see results. And finally, to praise and worship effectively, learn to praise and worship with anointed songs. Anointed songs. Hallelujah. When a song is anointed, you know it's anointed. If it's not anointed, you know it's not anointed. Is that not true? Come on, is that not true? How do you know an anointed song? You know that your spirit is in sync with the song. You know this song came from the throne room of God. Hallelujah. You will leave the service and then you may not even remember the whole song. You may just remember a line. You may just remember something about it. You may not even be able to sing the wordings. But you see, actually, your mother, that song is this in your spirit. Still in your spirit. That means there's an anointing. Either the minister that sang is anointed or the word is anointed. Because actually, no word is anointed. What makes a song anointed is a minister. Is that not? Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. It is the same good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. From my A. Do you read this? Words are not anointed. It's a person that sings that makes the song anointed. I believe as we praise and worship God today, we'll see results. In Jesus' name. Now, this is what we'll do. This is the timetable. Hallelujah. I would like me to play instrumentals of worship. You know, be playing songs that we can pick. Just only instrumentals for the next 10 minutes. Are we together? You know, like when you are playing a song, we can notice this one. All of us just worship. I want us to take time to worship and praise God. All together. Then after a while, Mr. Paul will come and lead us in praise and worship. Let us have time to appreciate God. Trust Him for an encounter. You will lead us in. When you come, you lead us in praise and worship for 10 minutes. Praise, worship first for 10 minutes and then praise for 20 minutes. All together. But first of all, we have pure instrumental for the next 10 minutes. I want us to take our time and worship God. Hallelujah. Every one of us. Don't forget what I said. As the minstrel played, they had encounters. I will do that. I know our love will not be the same in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Jesus, my God is a miracle God. My God is a miracle God. My God is a miracle God. What's a marvelous God? You say you are a marvelous King.
Thank you. done like you. Ever, we never see any done like you. Ever, we never see anyone like you. Ever, we never see any, we never see any done.
See you. speak a word and it falls to pass. So you are the other one. Hey, you are the bright and morning star. The healing of the world.
You are the other one.
The God that never changed. The God that never lies.
You are the one.
So you are the
Just dance with Just come and have a little of the anointing oil in our hand.
Every one of us is licensed for encounters. All dimensions of encounters. Father, in the name of Jesus.
So many, many people, they don't know that I've made my choice to follow Jesus, to follow the Lamb wherever He leads.
Yeah, that's my testimony.
So many people, they don't know that I've made my choice to follow Jesus, to follow the Lamb wherever He leads. Hey, Ina Yesu, banza koma, baya. Ina Yesu, banza koma, baya.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we have made up our life to serve you. May our life become a living enigma in the name of Jesus.
Let your oil come upon our life for strange encounters.
May the words that we will say, may the things we will reveal, may the things that we will speak of be things that are beyond the celestial realm, beyond the physical. May we begin to speak with the wisdom that is above. May we begin to produce results that is only supernatural, that people will look at our lives and wonder, this cannot be the hand of a man. We are signed in for encounters. As we end this topic of encounters, our life become a home of encounters. In the name of Jesus, may you never be barren of supernatural encounters. In the name of Jesus, you put the hand upon your head and speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, as they put their hands upon your head, let this seal be a seal, and let this anointing make a difference in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I'll count 1, 2, 3, and then I say, in the name of Jesus, you put the hand on your head and then begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Father, in the name of Jesus. These are my sheep, these are the people you have given me to lead. And I've taught them what you have led me to teach them. May you confirm your word in their life in the name of Jesus. May everyone have a testament. May there be living proofs of divine supernatural encounters. Let our life begin to exude things beyond the physical. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. And I declare it so. In Jesus' name. Your spirit, soul, and body. Be a witness of this anointing session. In the name of Jesus Christ. 1, 2, 3. Go. Can you shout Jesus? Put the hand on your heart and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Kila mana maya laba hashata mala nama naga dabra nama lada gabra laba ya laga daya. Kila mala no kopele melenda gabi la ya laba hash. Kala mando kopra lama landa kabra liya nama naya. Yahweh, but yeah is your name, Jesus. Ayala mande kebi la ya. Kalobina no maya lakida ba laga daya. Just breathe your name on us, Jesus. Breathe your signature of your presence in our lives. Lama ya tope le di kabaya lama na ya gada gaba ya gada. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Our offerings are blessed. Everything you came to worship God with, the presence of God has accepted, and the honor of God caused it to bear result. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we take our offering? Father, we thank you for today. We give you all the praise.
You are lifted up.
Lamahaya Labaha.
You are lifted up, mighty God.
Oh, you are highly lifted up,
and you are lifted up.
Oh,
awesome God,
awesome God, yes,
and you are
lifted up.
Father, we thank you.
Mighty
we exalt you and let me give you all the praise. Receive all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
The day is blessed. The weekend is blessed. As we come back on Sunday, we will return with testimonies. Father, we give you all the praise. We pray for everyone related and associated with this church. Everyone suffering one form of infirmity or the other. Everyone need the hand of God in supernatural supply. Anyone addicted in one way or the other, anyone trusting you for marital settlement, Father Lord, it is time for their encounters, and I hereby decree it is released. Any family here struggling in any way, I declare divine intervention. Everyone, for the church, we begin to experience a dramatic shift in our life and destiny. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can we all share the grace in fellowship? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us now forevermore. Amen. Surely, your goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we are the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-65-22-6276 or 080-26-11-2114. Remain rapturable.